This recording is designed to help you enjoy hypnosis more easily and more effortlessly than ever before. Now, everybody who can focus and concentrate on something and relax as they do so can be hypnotized. Even I can be hypnotized, and I have in the past. Being hypnotized is not about being weak-willed or having somebody else overcome your own mind and force you to do things that you don't want to. Being hypnotized is all about entering a state of focused relaxation. It can be a state of mind that is extremely helpful and soothing. If there's ever been a time where you've had difficulty being hypnotized, it's not because you can't be hypnotized. It was most likely because you were in an environment in which you were unable to be hypnotized, an environment where you were either unable to focus on something or relax as you were focusing. Being hypnotized is a skill that you learn and a skill that you develop more and more each and every time you're hypnotized. A good way to become better at being hypnotized is to practice self-hypnosis. Now, by no means are you obligated to be hypnotized as you listen to my voice. I am going to describe a way that you can help yourself relax and a way that you can induce trance all by yourself. If you're just here to listen to this recording for your own information, please feel free to just listen. Hypnosis should always be something that you want to enjoy, not something that you have to do. If you're here to learn more about hypnosis, feel free to just listen. Now, if you're here to be hypnotized, that's also very good. You will be listening and participating if you're here to be hypnotized. Now, don't fret. You don't have to do too much. In fact, this little hypnotic exercise is something that you can do nearly any place and at nearly any time where it is safe and appropriate to close your eyes and just let go of everything. It's that simple. Being hypnotized can be a very profound state of mind, but many times entering a light trance can feel very similar to just letting your mind drift away as you daydream. It's still something that can give you very powerful and very helpful suggestions. It doesn't matter if you're in a very deep trance or a very light trance, as long as you're enjoying the trance that you're in, as long as you're with a hypnotist that you feel safe with and that you trust, and you're practicing hypnosis in a safe and appropriate environment, you will always have positive and helpful experiences with hypnosis and trance. But I think that's enough talk about hypnosis. How about we get into doing some hypnosis? So, if you're participating, The first thing that I want you to do is to start breathing in and out slowly and deeply. If you're not participating, just listen along. Try to hold back any thoughts that are too analytical. Just take everything in, all at once, and then think about it later. After I'm done going through this whole self-hypnosis exercise, if you wait until the very end, you'll have a much better understanding of how all the bits fit together. And if you're just participating, you can just let any words that I say to the people who are just listening for their own personal information flow through your mind, passing through without interrupting you at all. Because what you're doing right now is focusing completely and totally on breathing in and out, slowly and deeply. Now the next step is to decide roughly how long you want to be hypnotized. We're going to go for a few minutes, not too long. This will be a quick exercise just to teach you the basics. You, of course, are free to, and I encourage you to, practice in your own time, whether you're listening to this and actively participating, or if you're just learning something new today. It's always good to practice some relaxation. So now that we've decided that we're going to relax and focus very deeply for the next few minutes, we are going to have to let go of any critical or analytical thoughts. It can be very tempting to wonder how deeply you're going to be hypnotized, what sort of words the hypnotist will use, what sensations you'll feel in trance. Will you black out completely and totally while being hypnotized, forgetting everything, wondering if you went deep into trance, deep into hypnosis, if you still remember anything at all? It can be so overwhelming, all of these unnecessary analytical thoughts. This is just your conscious mind having some trouble letting go and relaxing for a bit. But it's okay. Your conscious mind is just curious about a new, very pleasant sensation and experience that you're going to have. Your conscious mind just wants to know everything all at once. And the key is to let your conscious mind learn to be patient, to let your conscious mind learn to just wait until the whole experience has happened, and then to analyze it. When you're being hypnotized, it can be tempting to think about the experience while it's happening, but that is something that you just do not do when you really want to be deeply hypnotized. You, of course, can still think about being hypnotized after you wake up from trance, but while you're going deep into hypnosis, deep into trance, you can let your conscious mind just become quiet and peaceful. Your conscious mind will have a chance to learn and understand after the experience is over. And this is the best time for your conscious mind to learn and understand after trance, after you've been hypnotized. That is when your conscious mind can analyze and learn from the experience. So now, for everybody out there participating, you may have noticed that your conscious mind has become nice and quiet, and that's good. You don't have to focus on any of your thoughts because they've become so quiet, like the surface of a perfectly still pond, no ripples disturbing anything. Now that there are no disruptions from your conscious mind, you can focus on how relaxed your body feels. Every single muscle is loose and limp. You may even feel a pleasant tingling sensation running across your body with each breath you take. You might even feel a light pulling sensation at the very top of your head. And these are all perfectly normal sensations to feel and experience. When you are feeling like this, it is a good time to let yourself slip into trance easily and effortlessly. And to help you along, I'm going to have you gently say to yourself in your mind a word that you can use to trigger this reaction, this response, this relaxation. The word that I'm going to use as an invitation to trance is sleep. It's a very common but very powerful invitation to trance. All you have to do is relax as I give you a gentle countdown from 5 to 1. With each number that I count off, you're going to repeat that number in your mind silently to yourself. When I reach 1, you can accept this invitation to a deep and pleasant trance. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Just let the relaxation flow over your mind and body. It's okay to enter trance with your eyes closed or open. You can do this either way. All that matters is that you can be relaxed and focused with your eyes either open or closed. Now that your mind is relaxing, you can just let go and enjoy the sensation of just being in trance. It's a very pleasant sensation. It is comforting and soothing, and it is not something that is difficult or demanding to do if you practice just dropping deep into trance every once in a while, all on your own. So let's practice going in and out of trance. I am going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you can wake up from trance, feeling so incredibly good and ready to practice a little bit more. It doesn't matter if you open your eyes when I reach 5, or if you feel more comfortable keeping them closed Because you're just going to go back down, deep into trance, deep into sleep. You're not quite done practicing just yet, so you don't have to worry about a single thing. Just let go and follow my voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up, feeling conscious and aware. Now, every single time you practice going into trance, you can go deeper into trance, and you can experience even more when you're hypnotized. Practicing being hypnotized is easy, and you can do it yourself. Let's do it again, shall we? I want you to breathe in nice and deeply, and when your lungs are filled with air, hold your breath for a moment. Exhale slowly as I count down from 5 to 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Just letting go and relaxing. It doesn't matter if your eyes are open or closed. All that matters is that you relax and enjoy this sensation. The more you practice, the deeper you can go into trance, and the more easily you can allow yourself to be hypnotized. Because you are choosing to feel this way. You are choosing to have this experience. And practicing this simple technique whenever you have a chance to will help you enjoy this experience more. Being hypnotized is something that you can do all on your own. You can invite yourself deep into trance, deep into sleep, all on your own, or with somebody that you trust. Just following my voice now, as we both, together, count up from 1 to 5. When we reach 5, you will wake up feeling conscious, alert, and aware. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Let's do one more practice run. Before I make sure that you're fully out of trance. Okay? You should know what to do. You're going to breathe in nice and slowly, filling your lungs completely and totally. And once they're full, we're going to count down together as you exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Inviting yourself to sleep. Noticing that every single time you think that phrase, sleep, to yourself, you sink deeper into trance. If you practice sinking deep into sleep, deep into trance, more and more, you will have better and better experiences. And if you want to use a different invitation to trance, other than sleep, all you have to do is practice with that word or phrase as often as you like. Though please practice frequently, because the more often you practice being hypnotized, the deeper you go and the better it feels. Just drifting for a little bit. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And with each number that I count up, you're going to feel even more energy flowing into your mind and body. You're going to awake, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. And when you wake up, your conscious mind can think back to your whole experience, and you can decide whether or not you're interested in being hypnotized more often. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this experience and you have found it helpful, whether or not you decided to participate or if you just listened along for your own information. It's always important to note that being hypnotized is a choice, and all that being hypnotized means is that you're entering a state of focused relaxation. I hope this recording will help you to enter a state of focused relaxation more often and to enjoy it much more deeply. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.